The researchers deployed predictive statistical models designed to forecast the exact parameter values a full 24 hours in advance.
Which is a massive paradigm shift. We aren't just looking at what the water chemistry is right now, we are projecting what it will be tomorrow afternoon.
And that 24-hour runway is where the true operational value lies. The models utilize a 10-day historical rolling window to establish the momentum of the water parameters.
So they analyze the trajectory of those diurnal swings to predict the next day's specific values.
Exactly. And the precision is incredible. The study demonstrated that the models achieve a 0.94 success rate, specifically for predicting electrical conductivity 24 hours out.
A whole new era of communication in the global aquaculture industry is coming. Now you have the brightest minds in aquaculture right in your pocket. And what's best, you can listen to all of them while driving to a farm, traveling, or running errands. It's never been this good, and it's never been this simple. Welcome to the Aquaculture Podcast Show, the first AI-based podcast in aquaculture, where you'll find cutting-edge insights in everything that's working in aquaculture, nutrition, health, and production. Inspired by the 2024 article titled Smart Aquaculture Analytics, Enhancing Shrimp Farming in Bangladesh Through Real-Time IoT Monitoring and Predictive Machine Learning Analysis by Ahmed Fizer et al.
The reality of high-yield commercial production is that, well, the margins are razor thin.
Oh, absolutely. And the environments we manage are incredibly volatile.
Right. I mean, we are talking about massive operations where a slight, almost imperceptible shift in water parameters overnight can just derail an entire commercial harvest.
Yeah, the scale makes it incredibly precarious.
Exactly. For the production managers and veterinarians listening, you understand that relying on reactive management is just a failing strategy at this point.
Waiting until you actually see physical signs of stress in the crop? I mean, by then, the physiological damage is already done.
Your feed conversion ratios have already plummeted.
Right, and millions of dollars are potentially lost.
Yeah.
The industry is really moving past that era of, you know, visual indicators and daily clipboard metrics.
It has to. Manual sampling is not just inefficient, it leaves these massive temporal blind spots.
Exactly. We need continuous, unblinking oversight of the water chemistry. And more importantly, we need systems that can anticipate biological stressors before they actually manifest in the pond.
Which brings us perfectly to the core of today's deep dive. We are analyzing how continuous, automated telemetry and predictive analytics are completely transforming yield optimization.
It is a fascinating shift in how we approach the data.
It really is. And we are pulling our insights today from a highly relevant study. It's titled Smart Aquaculture Analytics, Enhancing Shrimp Farming in Bangladesh Through Real-Time Internet of Things Monitoring and Predictive Machine Learning Analysis.
Right. Authored by Ahmed, Bijoy, Himal, and their colleagues.
Exactly.
Feed formulation software is stuck in the past. Most tools haven't evolved beyond basic least cost optimization. A diet forge changes that. It's an AI-powered platform with nonlinear ingredient modeling for enzymes and additives, cost per gain and maximum profit optimization, and real-time collaboration like Google Docs for nutrition. Every recommendation is grounded in world-class research, built for modern nutritionists who need more than legacy desktop software can deliver. Work seamlessly with your team and optimize the way modern operations demand. Try DietForge.ai free today. Feed formulation, finally modernized.
Okay, let's unpack this because we need to trace this entire architecture. We're going from the physical hardware deployed in the water straight through to the advanced predictive models, and then finally look at how this directly impacts commercial scale application for Macrobrachium rosenbergi.
The freshwater shrimp.
Right.
So looking at the physical layer first, before any predictive models can even function, commercial operations need relentless, accurate baseline data.
Without the friction of manual sampling.
Right, exactly. So the researchers designed a specialized hardware array built around a 32-bit microcontroller.
A 32-bit. So they deliberately bypassed the standard 8-bit microcontrollers usually used in basic environmental monitoring.
Yeah, they had to. When you were deploying sensors in a high-density commercial pond, the sheer volume of data generated requires substantial processing power right there at the edge.
Before it ever even hits a network.
Exactly. This 32-bit architecture handles complex data smoothing locally, and it's hardwired to five critical sensors tracking potential of hydrogen, temperature, total dissolved solids, electrical conductivity, and salinity.
Which are basically the heavy hitters for water quality. But I want to look closely at the sampling methodology they use for those five metrics, because you might assume a modern automated system would just ping those sensors continuously, right? Like every single second of the day.
Right. But in massive agricultural zones, power management is a real logistical constraint. You can't just drain the battery infrastructure with constant polling.
So instead of that, the researchers programmed the system to capture data in three distinct daily time windows, right? Like morning, afternoon, and evening.
Yeah, specifically from 6 to 9 in the morning, 1 to 3 in the afternoon, and 6 to 7 in the evening.
Why those exact windows, though?
Well, they are biologically strategic. From a metabolic standpoint, the morning window captures the system at its most vulnerable. Photosynthetic activity from phytoplankton has been halted all night, so dissolved oxygen is usually at its lowest.
And respiration has driven the potential of hydrogen way down.
Exactly. Then the afternoon window captures the peak thermal load and maximum metabolic demand of the shrimp. And finally, the evening window records the stabilization point as the system transitions back into the nocturnal cycle.
So by targeting those critical inflection points, the system charts the extreme diurnal fluctuations without just completely draining the power resources.
Right. It's highly optimized for field deployment.
Wait, hold on, though. I get the power efficiency of targeted time windows, but I have to push back a bit on the operational reality of the telemetry itself. It's like a biological telemetry system for commercial ponds, which sounds great.
Awesome.
But we are talking about remote agricultural zones, specifically commercial lakes in Bangladesh. The cellular or wireless networks in these areas are not going to be flawless.
Oh, absolutely not.
So what happens during monsoon season when the local tower goes down? Does a network drop out, just crater the entire predictive model because it misses a critical morning data window?
That is a great question. And the commercial farmers involved in the study actually raised that exact logistical threat. A cloud-dependent system is completely useless if the pipeline shatters every time it rains.
Right.
So the architecture circumvents this through edge-level buffering. The 32-bit microcontroller is equipped with local flash memory. If the device attempts a handshake with the cloud layer via internet protocols and fails, it immediately shifts into local storage mode.
Oh, wow. So it just timestamps and queues the data locally and waits out the outage.
It creates a seamless asynchronous upload queue. The system continuously pings for network restoration in the background, and the millisecond connectivity returns, it pushes the entire stored packet up to the centralized database.
Which ensures zero data loss during connectivity failures.
Exactly. And for the machine learning models downstream, uninterrupted historical data is just non-negotiable.
Right, because even a single missing morning window could skew the data the algorithms rely on.
Exactly.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. Moving from simply tracking data to actually anticipating environmental shifts. That is what transforms a farm from a monitoring phase to a proactive optimization phase.
Right. The researchers deployed predictive statistical models designed to forecast the exact parameter values a full 24 hours in advance.
Which is a massive paradigm shift. We aren't just looking at what the water chemistry is right now. We are projecting what it will be tomorrow afternoon.
And that 24-hour runway is where the true operational value lies. The models utilize a 10-day historical rolling window to establish the momentum of the water parameters.
So they analyze the trajectory of those diurnal swings to predict the next day's specific values.
Exactly. And the precision is incredible. The study demonstrated that the models achieve a 0.94 success rate, specifically for predicting electrical conductivity 24 hours out.
A 0.94 success rate. That is wild. And electrical conductivity is a massive indicator for us. I mean, it directly correlates to the total dissolved solids, the mineral density, and the accumulating organic load in the water column.
Right, from unassimilated feed and biological waste.
Having that level of confidence for tomorrow's organic load is a massive advantage. But raw forecasting is really only half the battle, right?
Right. The system takes those projected numbers and implements advanced classification algorithms based on a hierarchical decision framework. It categorizes the upcoming shrimp production into three distinct classes: low, medium, or maximum yield.
Based on some pretty strict optimal ranges, if I recall.
Very strict. For example, to trigger a maximum yield classification, the system requires the targeted temperature to sit tightly between 20 to 30 degrees Celsius.
And total dissolved solids have to remain between 4,000 and 15,000 parts per million.
Exactly.
But let me challenge that classification framework for a second. If we are managing a massive grow-out pond, water chemistry is never perfectly cooperative.
Almost never.
Let's say we have perfect temperature, a stable 28 degrees Celsius. But suddenly there's a severe spike in total dissolved solids pushing way past that 15,000 parts per million threshold. How does the system weight these competing variables to prevent throwing a false maximum yield prediction?
Because if it just averaged the perfect temperature and the terrible solids together, the outcome could be catastrophic.
Exactly.
Right, so averaging biological parameters would render the system useless. It doesn't reflect physiological realities. The classification algorithm relies on a strict priority weighting matrix.
Okay, how does that priority matrix work in practice?
It mathematically forces a hierarchy of what actually matters to the animal's survival. In this matrix, temperature holds the absolute highest priority weight.
Which makes perfect sense biologically. Temperature is the master switch for their entire endocrine and metabolic system.
Exactly. It dictates feed assimilation rates, molting frequency, immune response. If the temperature crashes, the shrimp's metabolism just halts. It doesn't matter how pristine your dissolved solids are. If the animal is too cold to metabolize feed, yield drops.
So the matrix ensures the algorithm understands that hierarchy. Even if the dissolved solids spike, the system recognizes that maintaining the optimal thermal range protects the immediate growth curve far more than a temporary fluctuation in organic load.
Right. And using that strict priority weighting matrix, the researchers were able to ensure the critical environmental parameters dictated the classification hierarchy. It achieved an accuracy of over 97%.
Over 97%. Specifically, I think it was 97.84%, right?
Yes. Nearly 98% accuracy in correctly classifying the true production potential of the environment.
That level of predictive accuracy just completely removes the guesswork from yield forecasting. So what does this all mean for the production manager on the ground? How do large-scale agricultural operations actually operationalize this data?
Because all the algorithms in the world are useless unless they directly improve feed conversion ratios and increase the bottom line.
Exactly.
Well, the study details real-world deployment in commercial lakes. They implemented a centralized web application and automated short message service alerts.
So short message service alerts push straight to the production manager's mobile devices.
Right. When water parameters drift towards suboptimal thresholds, they get an immediate alert. It allows for instant preemptive adjustments to feeding schedules and aeration.
That shifts the entire management paradigm. If you get an alert warning you about an impending degradation in water quality, you can cut the feed input before the stress event even occurs.
Exactly. Which directly cuts feed waste and optimizes metabolic rates.
Because we know that stressed shrimp won't assimilate the feed properly anyway. So by halting feed, you prevent further organic loading in the water column and simultaneously protect your feed conversion ratio.
Which is arguably the most critical economic metric in the operation. Throwing feed into a pond that is 12 hours away from a suboptimal environmental shift is literally throwing money away.
I really want to emphasize the scalability of this technology for massive commercial operations, too, because this is a huge force multiplier for big agriculture.
Oh, absolutely.
Historically, scaling up a mega farm meant a linear increase in manual labor. More ponds meant hiring more technicians to walk the berms with testing kits. By eliminating that manual labor for water testing and replacing it with continuous data pipelines, mega farms can expand incredibly efficiently.
It is a scalability engine.
Yeah.
And integrating these analytics makes it so much easier to implement dense polyculture or integrated multi-trophic aquaculture systems.
Right. You are maximizing water utilization and providing a highly controlled environment.
Because when water parameters remain tightly within those optimal ranges, the physiological stress on the population drops to baseline.
And that lack of environmental stress means their natural immune responses remain highly active, which inherently resists outbreaks of pathogenic microorganisms.
Exactly. It's your first line of defense.
Okay, so to briefly summarize this transition, we are moving from cumbersome manual water monitoring to a proactive, predictive management system that maximizes commercial yield and operational efficiency.
We are no longer managing the water we have today. We're algorithmically managing the water we are going to have tomorrow.
Which is a perfect segue to a final provocative thought for everyone listening to consider. Right now, we are using this highly accurate predictive data to send a short message service alert to a human manager.
Right, and then that person goes out and makes a physical adjustment to a feeder or an aerator.
Exactly. But if we can successfully predict complex water parameter fluctuations 24 hours in advance and eventually integrate that data directly with automated feeding and aeration infrastructure...
Closing the loop entirely.
Yeah. How long until the entire commercial production cycle operates as a fully autonomous self-correcting biological engine, requiring human intervention only for the final harvest?
The architecture is practically already there. It is just a matter of connecting the systems.
Something for you all to explore and mull over on your own. Keep pushing the boundaries of production, and we will catch you on the next deep dive.
If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to follow the Aquaculture Podcast Show on your favorite platform. And don't forget to follow us on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook to stay updated on the latest episodes and industry insights. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time.